Jim Taylor back on the WRMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning, and joining us now is Mercer County head coach Andrew Hofer. I know a tie game at halftime, I think, coach, in the first half. You seesaw back and forth. It's 14-14, but it looks like Farmington takes advantage in the second half. So a little bit about just kind of recapping the game last night.
Yeah, in the first half, we felt we were pretty fortunate to actually be in that tie ball game. We had turned the ball over three times then in the real early, and then ended up playing pretty well in the second quarter, getting back in the ball game, getting it tied up, and then going into halftime, we felt pretty good. But in the second half, the physicality of their line wore out our front five or six on defense, and we had a hard time stopping anything late in that ball game. We were just worn out up front.
A little bit about the first half for you then, as I mentioned, basically kind of trading scores and the assessment of some young kids, specifically the new quarterback and Rashawn King. What about his play last night?
You know, I thought our young kids really stepped up to the plate. You know, they didn't really blink at all last night. When you watch the film, you don't notice anything glaring that stands out. I thought they gave great efforts. They came out. They weren't scared of the moment. And they've got a bright future ahead of them. I thought particularly Rashawn had a lot of really good moments last night. And, you know, he's just learning. He's just in the infancy stages of his development as a quarterback. And the sky's the limit for him.
Yeah, as far as, you know, the first game, when we talk about maybe, you know, some sloppy things, penalties, things of that nature, you said you turned the ball over, you know, maybe too many times. But I know when you head into a week one type of situation, you have to expect some of that. So what about things of that nature? You mentioned turnovers kind of an issue, no question about that, but penalties and stuff like that.
Well, I told John last night, when you're playing a really good team like Farmington, the margin for error is pretty small. So, you know, turnovers, a couple penalties here and there, a couple of breakdowns here and there, things like that that really good teams take advantage of, and you want to beat really good teams, you've got to be able to clean those things up, and you can't make those errors. And you can tell we had a couple of youthful mistakes last night, and we had a couple learning moments that we're going to use this week going into week two, and hopefully we'll be able to build on those and as we prepare for the rest of the season.
You said you look at the physicality of Farmington, at least up front, and I know heading into week one, we talked about it last week on, you know, the preview interview with how young you were going to be up front. What did you think of their play? And I know sometimes they call it the school of hard knocks, or there are some lessons to be learned in games like that. So what about those young kids last night that basically, you know, thrown out there for the first time in varsity football?
I thought the offensive line played pretty well last night. One of the real bright spots in our game. I mean, like any offensive line, you're going to have some errors here and there, but nothing that was really glaringly obvious that really catches our attention for the rest of the season. We really liked some of the steps that they've taken. They've dramatically improved since we started working with them in June, and they've got a bright future ahead of them also. So I like the progress. I mean, last night we were significantly smaller. Right now we're kind of in one of those cycles where we don't have very many big kids in our school, period, yet alone on our offensive line. And those guys held their own against a very, very good front seven or eight for Farmington.
Well, and then, you know, 42 is a big crooked number that you don't like to see on the board. And just the difference on that side of the ball, you talked about physicality. Their passing game versus their running game last night was more working for them than the other? Or how did that break down, I guess?
Early on, their passing game was getting us that, you know, there was a couple times where they cut, I believe actually on their first score, where we had guys in position and their receiver was just better than us. He'd go up and make a play, they threw up a couple jump balls and they get them. And so early on, we struggled with that a little bit. And then as the game wore on, you know, there's a difference to me between conditioning, you know, like running wise and conditioning, being able to take that beating inside the trenches for, you know, 70, 80 plays a game from an offense. And as the game wore on, the physicality of their front five really wore down our inside. And you could tell by the time we got to the fourth quarter, our interior defense was really struggling, and it opened up the run game and the pass game. And when you got both of those going against you, it's going to be tough to come out on top.
Well, and just you look at you know, last night. So they take a lead, I think, 14-7 with 2:55 left to play in the first half. And then you come back, score 2 minutes remaining to tie the game up heading into the break. So you had to feel pretty good about that. But then just that third quarter, I see they score with 8:53, 2:19, and then 9:57 left to play in the fourth. They just got on a roll, apparently, in that second half to go up three scores, and that looked to be the difference.
Yeah, like I mentioned, the physicality up front, that's what really wore us down. And they had a really nice opening drive, third quarter, where they were able to mix in the run in the pass, and we weren't able to slow them down a little bit. And then we got the ball back and had a very short series, and they were able to control the time of possession for most of the third quarter, and that really wore us down, and we just weren't able to hold up.
A home game next week, and I know you're probably starting to assess some of the film with Illini West, who put 46 on the board against United. I know Illini West played a lot of young kids last year, so it looks like it's going to be another test next week for a team that looked like they really started out well last night, putting those type of points on the board.
Yeah, quite possibly. Weeks 1 and 2 will be the most physically large teams that we play. So, you know, we're going to have to... Some of those things that we had going on against us in the third and fourth quarter where we got wore down inside, we've got to keep focusing on that and find ways to go overcome some of that. They've had a lot of good young players last year, especially up front on their offensive line. So they've got some guys that are going to cause us some problems, and we're going to have to come ready to play this week. Otherwise, you know, it's going to be a struggle. So I think our guys are going to use last night as a motivation. We told them we're not going to dwell on last night. We're going to use what we saw to fix some things. And then we're going to try to take a big step forward next week.
All right. I was just going to ask a bonus question for the coaches this week. You know, we talked about participation stuff last week, and I know I talked to Corey Bielema last night. Their roster very small in their program with Morrison, and I asked him the question in our pregame, and I'll ask you, you know, do you think that the emerging sport, eight-man football, is going to have to be seriously evaluated? I know some of those schools up in Northern Illinois are going to that, and I think the one side of the Northwest Upstate Illini where we used to go, Chad, some of those schools are considering it. Is that a thing that you think is going to have to be seriously taken a look at?
Yeah, I imagine in the future the state will probably add a series for eight-man football. It seems like there's a pretty large segment of schools out there that are interested. I believe most schools would probably rather go to eight-man than give up football or co-op. There's a lot of traditions and community pride aspects that go along with that, and so I think that'll be something that will definitely be seriously considered. And numbers are a thing that everyone's combating. You know, even this week with the first full week of school, we've still been trying to get more kids out. We added 3 more freshmen this week, so we're really trying to work that so that hopefully, you know, not just us, but hopefully all the schools in our conference can prevent that in the future. You know, we want to preserve the game that we love as much as possible.
Speaking of new kids, did I see Jordan Metcalf? He had a couple sacks last night. Did I hear that right?
He did. Jordan's got a great motor. He does a lot of good things. He's always one. He's never going to give up on a play. Clearly he's got a lot to learn. But when you're talking about a kid who's never played in a football game before and you watch his performance last night, you've got to be pretty happy with what you saw. So a couple sacks in that first half, especially against a really, really good offensive line. You know, it was definitely a bright spot for us.
All right, Coach, thanks. Have a good week of practice. Talk to you next weekend.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
To Andrew Hofer, the head coach of the Golden Eagles of Mercer County. They fall on the road last night, 42-21 to Farmington. Take on Illini West next Saturday. More on WRMJ in a moment.